Thank you, Jenny. A touch of the festive season now. There were plenty of festive events over the past weekend, and the annual Eastern Daily Press-sponsored carol service also took place at St. Peter Mancroft Church. Then there was an exhibition at Rosebery Road of 200 cribs at a Christmas crib festival. However, it really must be Christmas with the Theatre Royal Panto about to take to the stage, and we'll start with that. Sleeping Beauty, with a Norfolk twist, will be taken to the stage until Saturday, January the 14th. Former EastEnders actor Gillian Wright will play the role of the panto Buddy. The show is full of spectacular moments, including a dismantled car, ultraviolet, water, and lots of flying. The locally based pantomime features a lot of the cast from Norfolk and Waveney. Some of the props were made in Lowestoft. After the dress rehearsal, Richard Gauntlet, writer and director of this year's pantomime, said, "We put in a lot of hard work, and we included the fun for the children and also humour for the adults. This show is for anyone, from the age of 3 to 103.
Norwich residents were spoilt for choice when it came to festive events in the fine city last weekend. From fancy dress fun runs to Christmas cribs and even a Santa's grotto for dogs, there was no shortage of ways to get into the seasonal spirit. Dog lovers and their pets enjoyed a visit from Santa Woof Woof at the Forum in Norwich. The free event was held at the city centre venue and four-legged attendees were encouraged to wear fancy dress. The RSPCA and Pets as Therapy teams collected donations at the event. Norwich's Soul Church in Mason Road performed their Disney Christmas production, The Wonder. The free Christmas spectacular was described by the church as fun for all the family. Featuring their favourite Christmas songs and appearances from Disney characters, it was a show not to be missed. And with four performances on both Saturday and Sunday, the church did its very best to make sure as many people as possible saw the show.
It was a wonderful night for a wonderful time of the year, with one of Norfolk's oldest churches, the perfect setting for a celebration of Christmas. Hundreds of people enjoyed the carols for Christmas candlelit concert, organised by the Eastern Daily Press and the Norfolk Evening News in St. Peter Mancroft Church on the 12th of December. The event helped to raise money for domestic abuse charity Leeway in memory of Norwich mum Kerry McCauley, who died at the hands of her abusive partner almost a year ago. David Powles, editor of the Eastern Daily Press and the Norwich Evening News, said it was a perfect celebration in the run-up to Christmas and it meant so much to the people who attended. My thanks go to the East of England Co-op, who helped us out with 500 boxes of mince pies, and to the police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green, and to Leeway for the readings which they gave.
An amazing variety of more than 200 creations were on display at the annual Christmas Crib Festival at Rosebery Road Methodist Church in Norwich. The event has grown and developed over the last few years and now features scenes ranging from miniature nativity sets and Christmas tree decorations to much larger displays. Church members and friends have continued to add to the collection of cribs from many different parts of the world. The church has been open to visitors, and there was an informal Christmas organ recital by Tim Patient, as well as a Chris Dingle carol service to end the festival.
Generous carol singers helped raise money and donated food for bereaved children and the homeless. Drayton-based Bishop Herbert Lodge of Freemasons held the festive concert, which raised £540, Nelson's Journey, supported by an auction of a Norwich City signed shirt. Nelson's Journey, based in Norfolk, supports children and young people up to their 18th birthday who have experienced the death of a significant person in their life. Cakes and donated food items from the concert were also given to St Martin's House Trust, which helps Norwich homeless population. The annual festive event at Drayton Hall featured music from Norwich City Concert Band and the Fine City Chorus. Before the carols, presentations were made to Drayton Village Hall, Priscilla Bacon Norfolk Hospice, Care and St Margaret's Church, Busy Bee Club, who all received £300.
Well, that's all from Don and myself, and now it's on to part two, where your readers are Robin Quine and Jane Pratt.